views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The truth is funny. With Colette Steffen, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Steffen.
Hi, this is Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour and experience relief as you tune into your intuition. Shift happens every Wednesday morning at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific Time. So I have been traveling around the globe, sharing life-transforming information and meeting really cool people. And today I'm really happy to say that I have two of my most favorite energetic practitioners that I work with. I have Phil Free on as my guest, and because Mark Kettenbach and I are traveling back from Germany to Canada, I also have him on the show today. We're going to share with you just a little bit about our experiences in Germany with our new energetic upgrade seminar. And but before we do that, I just want to properly introduce my guest today, Phil. He first began using energy work to improve his life when he was affected by allergy symptoms in 1998, and he has continued to apply energy techniques for everyday issues to facilitate improvement for himself, his family, his friends, clients, and he really feels strongly that others can also benefit from learning how, or not so much learning how, but remembering how to use their ability to shift energy also. Phil was born and raised in San Francisco to French parents, and he grew up bilingual. He received a journeyman certificate from the Musicians Institute in Los Angeles in 2001, and Phil has lived up and down the coast of California before settling into Tucson, Arizona in 2009 with his family. And I first met Phil at a seminar in 2008, and he and I have been working together with each other ever since to clear energy and, you know, just to hone our craft. And it is such a pleasure, Phil, to have you on the show today. Welcome to you.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's a pleasure. And Mark, are you there?
Oh yeah, I'm here. Hello, everybody.
And so it's this is really, really cool to have these two wonderful people on the show together today. Anyone who wants to have some energy shifted, feel free to call in at 1-800-930-2819. If you have anything that's bothering you, we would be happy to clear it for you. That's 1-800-930-2819. So I'm just going to, Mark, talk about our seminar just because I wanted to share with people how powerful it was. Mark and I have been working together for 4.5 years now. We met in Philadelphia, and we've put together a new program called Energetic Upgrade, and we had introduced it in Germany just last weekend here, and it was, you know, absolutely brilliant. We had a great time. Mark, do you want to share a little bit about, you know, the Energetic Upgrade Seminar?
Oh, yeah, I'd love to. Well, the people came on Wednesday. We had a free demonstration. A lot of people were there. We had some good shifts there. They could experience right away how fast stuff can go. And then on Friday, you, Colette, were talking a lot about quantum physics and holy geometry. And I think you flashed the people there. They didn't expect a woman to come up there and like just go for it and explain stuff that's usually very hard to understand in a very fun and understanding way. And then Saturday and Sunday, I mean, we both agreed, right? And a lot of the participants as well, that people shifted so much. We had like 80% crying rate on the seminar, meaning people coming up, get their stuff gone, losing like a lot of beliefs they had, a lot of emotions come up, and you could really see they were the better place. That was amazing. And we got very, very good feedback after the
seminar, and it was, you know, we had that one young woman who was concerned about her daughter on the Wednesday night.
That's right.
With her at the demo, and her daughter was going to kindergarten and was clinging to her. And it was very challenging for the school and for the mom to deal with this little one having so much pressure. And we worked, I don't know, what was it, 5 minutes, 10 minutes?
Yeah, at the most, yeah.
And when she came back to the seminar 2 days later, the school asked what she had done to her daughter because she was so calm. And that they felt it was just an entirely different child. And what we'd done is actually not worked on the child, but worked on the mom to let go of her limiting beliefs about school and when she had started school in kindergarten. And once we got her strong to letting go of those, then her daughter was free to just enjoy school. That was cool, wasn't it?
that was perfect. It was also so great because she came back and could tell right away, because usually if you correct something like this, the audience and the other people never like get the feedback loop, because then stuff happens after the seminar. They can't like see the results right away in this case. And so they could, because she got back on Fridays and Saturdays and telling everybody about it. Plus, remember, Colette, we had this woman who never smelled in her whole life, and we corrected her about like, let's say, 15 minutes or so. And she was saying the next day it's the first time she smelled in her life, which is cool.
And she was having a little bit of, it was a challenge for her to deal with the smell of human beings around her, because she was kind of feeling like very distracted by the smells of, because she hadn't actually smelled what people around her actually smell like, I guess. And then there was also the lady with the dog, which was very, very cool. Do you want to talk about that, Mark?
Oh, yeah, that was interesting. That was a woman who rescues dogs from Spain. They sent them over, and she had one, like, and recently died, and another one was given to her. And since then, the new dog kind of behaved strange and was all moody and stuff. And when you started and corrected her about letting go of the old dog, the new dog would instantly run to her and pacify her, and she could really see how that was related, like that, from her not leaving the old dog to go and accepting the new one. And we kind of got her to the place where the dog was all chilled, and she was cool with it too. That was great.
Yeah, and it, you know what was so beautiful working with animals in that way is the dog literally was laying on its side, totally calm, totally relaxed. And as soon as you mentioned the dog that it was supposedly replacing, and I'm not saying the dog was replacing, but that's kind of how people sometimes think of it. The dog would, as soon as I mentioned the other dog, the dog would wake up, get up, and go to the new owner and try and make her feel better right away. And so it was really interesting, because when you work with animals in this way, they, you know, you can't, animals just do things by instinct. So it was beautiful to watch. It was really powerful for the audience. A lot of people cried when they saw this, because they realized that, you know, there was this dog was actually displaying for all of us the emotions that we can feel and how quickly we can let go of them, and how sometimes we're unaware of the effect that we're having on everyone around us. You are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio with Colette Marie Steffen. My guest today is Phil Free, and he's going to be on right after the break. I also have Mark Kettenbach with me. You know, feel free to call in if you would like some shifting. 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back to make shift happen.
Blinded.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right? Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
You can have it all. Join Dr. Richard Bartlett and Melissa Joy for our mind-blowing Festival of the Healing Arts coming to Seattle May 16th through the 25th. We'll be teaching the entire Matrix Energetic Seminar Package in one location.
You have to experience it yourself. You have to be there, touch it, play with this.
It's not a complicated system. It's simple, it's easy, and it's fun. It's quite remarkable.
And this woman literally went doot, doot, and I had this wave, this whole wave of energy comes through me like I had never felt anything like that in my entire life, and it just blew me away. I was like, wow.
Matrix Energetics, consciousness technology for transformation and healing. Join us for a free introductory course May 16th from 7 to 9 p.m. Seminars will be at the DoubleTree Seattle Airport. Visit matrixenergetics.com for a seminar coming to a city near you. Come as you are and leave transformed.
We're back on the Truth Is Funny with Colette Marie Stephan and my guest today, Phil Free, and also Mark Kettenbach from Germany. Phil, before we continue, can you just share your contact information with our listeners in case they want to connect with you?
Sure. They can send me an email at whatphil@hotmail.com. That's whatphil@hotmail.com. That's the best way to reach me, really.
Okay, and I'll just get you, Mark, to share your contact information also.
Yeah, okay. It's www.mark.mark with a C, Kettenbach, KETTENBACH.com or info@markkettenbach.com.
Okay, and for those of you who are interested in learning more about energetic upgrade seminars, you can go to energeticupgrade.com. Feel free to call in if you have anything you would like for us to shift for you here today, 1-800-930-2819. Phil, last time you and I were working together on the radio a few weeks back, we were working on how to manifest what you want, and we spoke quite a bit about making lists, and we did, I just wanted to share with the audience, we did have quite a few people phone in, and I've received feedback from that. There was a major, major shifting. We had someone who had a serious problem with her health, And she let go of a lot of the symptoms of that, and wanted to say thank you for that, Phil, for energetically shifting that. We also had, I received three emails from when we worked on that day with different people saying that they had experienced letting go of deep sadness. One of them was talking about the deep sadness that they felt about not being able to get what they want, and that they felt like for the first time that they would maybe be able to step into the power of manifesting with more ease. So thank you for your feedback. And Phil, like what we were talking about, how important it is to really define what it is you want. Do you want to just kind of talk about that for a second?
Sure. A lot of us will not spend much time getting into the detail of things. That is, say, we'll say something vague to ourselves. We'll say, I want a new car. But we may not specify what kind of car we want or what. Get more specific. Like, you know, if you think this car is primarily to get you to work every day, you know, maybe you want to think about the mileage or other things, or, you know, do you have air conditioning if you live in a hot place or whatever it might be. So, like, just get in touch with the features you want specifically. So, obviously, that's for the car. It applies to any aspect of life, you know, with any goal. It's like, how specifically? Why do we want this? Can we envision ourselves doing this? Do we, you know, does that look enjoyable? If it does, you know, then we can create that. If there's little things about it that can be more enjoyable, then we can just add those details into our creation. So I've gotten pretty specific myself a few times. I don't know if I mentioned it last time on the radio, but you know, I've done that with houses in the past for me when I've moved from place to place. And you know, the list that I've written have gotten pretty extensive. You know, at times there's been like 30, 40, 50 items written on the list of what I want in a house. And sure enough, you know, I've gotten that. So that's the kind of detail I'm referring to.
Okay, and so what happens sometimes is we kind of surprise ourselves, and people sometimes get triggered because we surprise ourselves by getting what we want, and then maybe feeling like, oh, that was maybe not what we wanted after all. Do you want to talk about that a little bit, Phil?
Sure, sure. So again, I mean, you know, that's where it helps to get to the detail in the first place. You know, sometimes we avoid that situation by getting into more detail in the first place. But let's say we do find ourselves in that situation you just talked about where, you know, we asked for something, we got it, then we're less than satisfied with that. Then the first thing, you know, my tendency anyways is to go back and ask myself, or to ask myself at that time, why did I want that in the first place, you know, and reevaluate that, you know. And often, you know, that first step, you know, or that first question will get me to the answer I'm looking for. And I realize that there was something off balance usually about what I wanted. Now, however, sometimes that's not the case. You know, sometimes, you know, what I wanted still somehow feels like the right thing, even though it's not satisfying. So in that case, it's like really taking that in that step that I talked about initially, applying it at this point, even though it's a little bit late in the process, applying the detail step and getting into, all right, well, how can I make this better, really, you know, and what is lacking in what I created here? And why is it not serving its purpose? Why is it not achieving its results? So again, I mean, we look at the results. It's always a very important thing. If we're not achieving the results, that's what's telling us that we're not where we want to be in many ways, you know. So
so a lot of this is about expectations that we have. And do you want to just talk a little bit about that, expectations?
Sure. And we all have expectations based on our personalities and the environments we grew up in, the people we were influenced by and all those things, and the media around us, and et cetera, et cetera. So, yeah, I mean, we create these expectations for ourselves, and we also create expectations of others, you know, based on our beliefs, whether we recognize it or not. So as we interact with people, you know, we constantly place our expectations on them, and we also place expectations on ourselves. Now, the expectations like have like different effects on us and others, you know. It's for the most, well, not for the, I don't want to say for the most part. I think people tend to emphasize the negative side of it, and there is a negative side to it in the sense that, you know, a lot of these expectations are not realistic. They're not accurate portrayals of where we are, where our the person we're talking to maybe is at. So, so a lot of times they do have weakening effects. At the same time, you know, we can't create positive expectations for ourselves and for others as well. I mean, in the sense that, you know, we can see the best in ourselves and strive to reach that and expect that we will reach that. At the same time, have a patient and balanced process with ourselves, understanding that, you know, it's not a torturous process to get there, or it doesn't have to be. And that, so basically expectations could be, it's a very thing. It's something that it's powerful, but it's something that you got to be careful with playing with and projecting onto others, because it can also limit you and the other person and the interaction as well.
So, for instance, if I want to manifest something and I have an expectation that it's going to present itself exactly in this manner, I'm going to put, you know, the effort out there. I'm going to put this amount of, say, dollars into it, invest my time and energy into it. My expectation is that it's going to come from exactly back in a certain form. Do you want to talk about that a little bit, about how that can kind of be a little bit of a trap?
Well, it could be a trap. So, I mean, again, we're gonna judge it mostly by the results that we get in the end, you know, of the, or, you know, at the end, you know, when we get to the where we supposedly want to go. So, when we get to that place, let's say you just expected all that to happen, and let's say it did happen, and then there was a certain balance to, you know, your expectation, and in that case, it wasn't a negative. Now, the situation you just mentioned, where it can be, you know, kind of a trap. That's where we it's our ego kind of expecting us without really properly looking at all the detail that goes into the process of making that expectation a reality. So when our ego starts telling us that we're going to do this, but we really haven't covered all the details of how that's going to happen, or, you know, we're just saying that to ourselves when it's not, you know, we don't know how to make it happen, then usually we're setting a trap for ourselves. So it's important, you know, when we're honest with ourselves, we can actually identify that as well, you know, early on, just by saying that, oh, I'm going to get this done. Wait, I didn't believe myself when I said that.
Okay.
So that kind of thing.
You know, and it, a lot of it comes from an acceptance of where you're at, right? And a lot of people quite often don't want to take responsibility or accept where they are at the moment, because they're afraid that when they look at themselves that closely, that it's going to really be an awful experience to see themselves in that way. So we want to strengthen everybody that to be able to look at themselves. When people hear the word responsibility, a lot of times, and you say, oh, well, you're responsible because you're steering your reality 24/7, that you're responsible for where you're at. If we take the word responsibility and we look at it from a sense of direction, that it really actually means that we're able to respond, there's a kind of a different connotation to that, because what happens is it takes all the judgment out of it, all the criticism. So we just want to strengthen that for everybody, that responsibility is your ability to respond to the situation that you're in at the moment, and that you're looking at it and accepting exactly where you are, so that you have the freedom to move forward and, shift that. I am Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Feel free to call in if you want for an opportunity to shift your life for better. No judgment. 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back to make some more shift happen.
Is physical or emotional pain controlling your life? Is happiness just beyond your grasp? Tune in to Perspective Reboot with Christy Borst, gifted spiritual and intuitive energy healer, Tuesday, 9 a.m. Pacific and 12 noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Christy will be sharing wisdom, healing, and empowerment to help you realize your true potential. During her show, she'll be shining a whole new light on reality and assisting callers at 1-800-930-2819. Listen at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. Anxiety can attack or creep up on us at the most inopportune moments, which makes us feel powerless and out of control. However, anxiety is a basic feeling that is created by our mind. Understanding some do's and don'ts about anxiety is a first step to demystify this emotion and regain control. The more we know about a challenge, the more we can find ways to overcome it.
I'm Peggy Snow with another Stellar Reflections Minute. Presence, or what we think of as being fully in the moment, is a key element in the process of healing work. As a practitioner facilitating a session, genuine presence takes us out of our heads, where we tend to decide what is and maybe what should be for the client, and moves us into direct experience where we're available to witness the person in their wholeness. In this receptive realm, our senses are heightened and expanded, allowing us to perceive what's seeking to unfold and to interact in the moment. There's something profoundly powerful that happens when healing is approached in this simple, pure way. Balance can be restored and healing can take place on multiple levels. If you'd like more information about the services we offer at Stellar Reflections, visit us at stellarreflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Strella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Strella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Strella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
I am Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny. I have Phil Free here today, and also Mark Kettenbach with me today. Feel free to call in if you would like to have anything shifted, 1-800-930-2819. We are calling, Mark and I just came back from our introducing our energetic upgrade seminars, which was a huge success. There was a very, very powerful, and it is such a pleasure to have Phil and Mark and myself on this call together today. It's a very, very strong day today. There's a full moon called the Wessex Moon. It's about the beauty of the Christ consciousness meeting the Buddha consciousness. The full moon is a time to let go of the old and to really step into the new. And so I'm just going to have Mark talk a little bit about how we can all use what Phil just said. And Phil and Mark and I are going to shift it together. Mark, you talk. Phil and I'll be here energetically backing you.
Oh, okay, great. So I can't screw it up, right? No, I'm just kidding. I was very into what Phil said in terms of if you start off steering your reality and getting goals you want, go very, very specific. So at the end, when you get it or not getting it, you have a feedback loop. And when you get it, it will build up your ability of believing yourself that you can do it. In order to get there, you might want to grab a piece of paper and write everything out on it, what you want, and then evaluate it from 0 to 10, how much resistance you feel of yourself really believing yourself that you can have it. And then take the ones you're not having much resistance to start off with, and then steer that in a, get that in a place where you think about it, where you know you're going to get it and all that. And once it comes in into your world, you then really know, well, I attracted that, I created this. And therefore, you will go step by step to what we call unconscious competence in believing yourself or steering your reality. Because that's the only place where humans really can move stuff and get results. Just like driving a car, when you first learn it, you're conscious, incompetent, you know, basically how it works. You haven't done it yet. Once you start doing it over and over again, you get to the place where you get subconscious competent in driving, and then you don't have to think about it anymore. And that's ultimately the goal where you want to get with reality steering, so that once you grab something in your mind, every cell of your body supports you and there's no doubt, because doubt is like the biggest thing that holds you back in terms of getting what you want. And from there, you can go more unspecific then. You can say, oh, my world takes care of me experiencing the best way there is for me, or am I going to get all happy? Or you want to check during the day over and over again, am I as happy as I can be? And then life will bring you all kinds of stuff you would never have been able to think about, but that would make you the happiest, most happy that you could be. But to learn, to believe yourself, and to really get what you right now think you want, be specific. Specific is the key to get there.
Awesome. And then you can really see the results. And what Phil...
Yeah,
Phil,
your mind can talk you out of it, right? Because, you know, I wanted a Porsche, and it was white, and I had brown leather seats, and now I got it, right?
Yeah, and when you get that Porsche...
Which
it
you
feels
should.
Really great.
You support the German economy. No, just kidding.
So we want to strengthen that. And like what Phil, what you were saying about that, you know, there's many things that we could put on our list, and we don't have to start off, you know, really big with things that seem really huge. We can notice this throughout throughout our day-to-day existence, but throughout our daily routine. Of noticing what we have, even smaller things, so that we start building the confidence and recognizing that we are able to do this, that all of us are able to do this. Do you want to talk a little bit more about that, Phil?
Sure. So, I mean, a big reason that that's not a given is because of fear and doubt, you know, like Mark mentioned there. And when we continuously doubt that we can create anything or that we have any ability, then that's often the reality that we create. So I, you know, I've experienced that for myself, and I'm sure you guys have. And
yeah.
So yeah, so it's getting constructive, you know, and part of getting constructive is training your mind to operate and work for you as opposed to against you, and using techniques like Mark described. That's a really good exercise to get you to build a relationship with yourself. So a lot of this energetic work, you know, some people, oh yeah, you know, they say it works right away. Some people say, oh, it doesn't work, or I tried, I don't get any results, or whatever. Well, a lot of it begins, you know, the predecessor, I guess, to doing the energy work really is having a relatively strong level of honesty with yourselves. I mean, if we can't see who we are or accept anything about ourselves, or constantly lying to ourselves or in denial, then it's really hard to do the energy evaluations, because we're coming from a very biased place, and that doesn't really help solve anything usually. So yeah, I mean, that's a big part of why, you know, people don't believe they can create it, you know, as far as shifting that, you know, it's so simple, you know, it's sometimes just a matter of hearing it, seeing it done, hearing people like us talk about it, and realizing, wait, it's just a process. Like Mark said, comparing it to driving a car, you know, it's like, you know, at first we're all self-conscious about it. Eventually, you know, it becomes natural the more we do it. So it's just, for some people, it takes a little bit longer. Some people are naturals. They get it, like, you know, first couple times, and bam, they can drive right away. You know, they fly with the wind. So it's like not judging ourselves either, not being too hard on ourselves if we don't succeed right away. And that's another thing. Well, people tend to give up on themselves very easily.
And in actual fact, what you're saying, both what you and both what both you and Mark were saying, is that if there's no judgment attached to what you create, you don't have to look at it as a negative experience if you create what you don't want, because we are creating our reality 24/7, even if we have a perceived failure. And we recognize that, you know, maybe we didn't take a step that would have put us more in the right way or the direction that we wanted to go in, that we could actually look back on it and say, well, I actually succeeded because I did steer my reality, just not exactly in the direction that I wanted. So that's all, you know, and once we recognize that, then, and we take the judgment out of it, and we don't be really hard on ourselves, then we can step into the next step. And this is huge to understand this, because we are, a lot of times what I feel the reason is that if we energetically shift things, and what happens is we get a result that's maybe not 100% where we thought we wanted to go, perhaps our heart wasn't in it. And so we want to recognize this for everyone listening in right now, and for, because what we're doing at this moment is we're pulling the energy together for the group. And one thing that Mark and I really noticed on the weekend is as the when we were at the seminar, and as the energy got really, really high, and people were really, really letting go of a lot of stuff that really didn't benefit them, the energy, the vibration in the room would become very, very high, and it would start to pour outside. It would just pour and rain and rain and rain. And this is what happens for people that are clearing energy for themselves. Many times, as you let go of that which doesn't serve you, which is not authentic to your desires, you'll feel a sense of loss and of a deep sentimental sadness, letting go of even those parts of you that you don't want to keep. And there's some resistance that is created from that. Mark, do you want to just share a little bit about that, what we kind of really noticed on this at this seminar?
Well, I guess we could say, we could maybe put it this way. We all part of planet Earth. Like, when a person itself gets sad, it's not only the eyes crying. There's where the water comes out. But if you could check their liver or their kidneys or their legs, you'll see that all those cells are in a different vibration if the person is sad and crying. So what I'm saying is the whole system is involved. You just see it through the eyes, because the tears run through their face and you see it from their facial expression. But as the whole body is involved, so the whole Earth is involved. And we are part of planet Earth. So the more people are shifting and letting go of stuff, the more the planet Earth will react towards that. And one way of, let's say, the Earth to cry is to let it rain, because it washed everything. Everybody has experienced that. Once it has, in the summer, rained, afterwards the air is nice, everything is clean, everybody feel refreshed. And there's a lot of, if you check at the energy, it's total different. So the Earth cleanses itself over and over again, and we are sometimes trigger of the Earth to move and cleanse. And I would totally say that test strong, and that happened on the weekend, because so many people were so much intense in that. And since you said the full moon is coming on and the Buddha and the Christ energy, so everybody is so close to let go of stuff anyways, that very few people is enough to trigger something that the whole planet will respond.
Yeah, and you know, it was extremely beautiful that anyone listening in, if you want to like my Facebook page, The Truth is Funny with Colette, I'm sharing a free PDF and a recording on how you can take crystals. And I teach you on that, how to energetically charge crystals and then put them in the waters of the earth. And there's a great deal of power in that on when people come together. More power than just one person doing it, but double terminated quartz crystals, which you can purchase at almost any crystal store, and they're not really expensive. Those are the best ones to use. And so we strengthen that. You know, if you want that information, you can get it from me. And we strengthen that tonight, you know, for this beautiful full moon that we're experiencing this evening, that just pulling that power in for everybody on this planet, that we would be, it's kind of like raining peace down upon the earth and setting that intention out with that. And, you know, we will be right back, and Mark and Phil and I are going to come back together, and we're going to address what the leading weakness is on that we're picking up for the earth at this time, and we're going to strengthen that for everyone, this cleansing, this powerful cleanse. This is Colette Marie Stephan on The Truth is Funny. We'll be right back to make some more shift happen.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session, or dial 415-235-2807.
Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. I want to introduce you to my friends at BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor in the United States and Canada. Used clinically by top Lyme doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol alcohol-sensitive patients. Practitioners often complement Beyond Balance formulas with high-quality homeopathic, such as Pecanus Bigeric remedies to enhance patient results. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada, at 800-203-3775. That's 800-203-3775. And together, let's win the battle against Lyme disease.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Bumdum Selecta!
Hi, this is Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm so pleased to have two of my favorite people in the world, Phil Free and Mark Kettenbach, here with me today, clearing energy. I was speaking just before the break about how there's a very special full moon tonight, many people around the world celebrating the Wessex full moon, beautiful energy, and so we would like to pull this energy together, Mark, myself, and Phil, and we're going to strengthen the collective influence here so that all of you listening in can let go. We were identifying the leading weakness as fear. So we want to let go of the fear. Do you want to talk a little bit about that now?
Sure.
Okay, Phil?
Yeah, sure. Part of the first step in letting go of the fear often is being aware of the fear, that we even have it. So it's, a lot of us are not even aware that how much fear we really hold. So some of us don't even get in touch what it's like to not be fearful. So we have no basis of comparison. So it's a good step to start, even just imagining, oh, what would life be like with no fear, you know, or with much less fear even than there is today, you know? I don't know that we'll reduce or eliminate. I'm confident that we'll reduce fear if we want to. I don't know that we will eliminate fear altogether. In some ways, it has its purposes too. It's just getting more strong with ourselves, more aware first and foremost. And once we are aware of ourselves, then we decide, you know, which fears are holding us back. You know, we don't need to like focus on every last fear all the time. You know, that'll be overwhelming. So we look at a specific thing that we want to accomplish or a specific thing about ourselves that we want to change, and then we identify the fears that we have, like kind of like Mark's exercise of, you know, how much resistance do I have to accomplishing my goal? Well, how much fear do I have blocking me from living my goal or living my dream or whatever it is? So once we're able to evaluate how much fear we have, then we can get to work getting specific where the fear comes from. A lot of times it may come from our childhood, or it may come from whatever. I mean, we're not going to assume one way or another that it comes from that place or the other, but we examine. And in our line of work, we test, as we say. And so we feel basically for the energy. Like we may ask a question, and we feel if that question has any validity to it or not, and so on and so forth. So, anyways, to move the process along, we identify our fear. We identify where it comes from, and we ask ourselves whether we want to continue to live with that fear or not. Now that we understand that, you know, we have a choice on whether, you know, we can do that or not. Some people get blocked there. They just still don't realize that they have a choice. You know, they feel that they are stuck with the programming of their young whatever. So let's just, you know, that's also part of a programming that they don't understand that they also got. They got this programming that they don't think that things can change or go or reverse at times. Some people think we're on a very linear, one-way, life, and things can't get reversed in any way. So that's a big piece of it. I'll let you guys elaborate.
Okay, so Mark, do you want to share some?
I would like to comment on that, because I think that that's really hitting the point. I think a good thing, as Phil said, you gotta see what you're fearing about and stuff, but also you want to realize how many times, and that's a good place in order to get rid of fears. We then, once we discover the fear, say, okay, now let's be very honest. How many times did that really get real? Did that happen to us? We hear somebody talking, oh, I heard about this happened. This guy got shot, blah, blah, blah. We're, oh, yeah, there's so many bad towns, and there's so many bad parts of the towns. You can't. And then you really break it down and say, okay, how many times did I got robbed in my life so far? And most people can say, well, that's a few. Even most of them will say none. So if it's none, it never happened to you, you might want to start dropping the fear. Because you're holding something up that might come up in the future that other people say they heard about. That's the next thing. Did this person who told you about really experience that? Or that, did he just tell you about what some other guy told him? And let's get the other guy. Did that guy experience that? Or did he just retelling something he heard about? And if you track it down, then they heard it on television, right?
Okay.
So and if you break that down and just double check, how many times did that happen to me? If it doesn't come down to at least 50% of the time, then we could say, well, it's not likely to be that often. And if it's not even 10%, we might want to say, well, we'll drop it. And that's an exercise I like to do. Wherever I go and people tell me something, I'll just think about, how often did it happen to me? Never? Okay. So, out of my world, right? That's something you can do very fast, because you're getting down, because people like to talk or see themselves as I am realistic. But what it is, most of the time, they're ignorant, and they're using the word of being realistic to knock stuff out of the world without looking a little bit closer. But if you really want to be on the realistic side, you might want to check. If somebody tells you something, check it. How often did it happen to you? How often did it happen to them? Never ever? Once? So how important is it? Not that much. So let it go.
Exactly. And, you know, because we're talking about this being robbed, you know how I got that text from my daughter while I was in Germany.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah, and as this is coming up, my youngest daughter was robbed by knife point while I was in Germany. And what bothered me the most about it is how calm she was. But, of course, she just went neutral immediately, gave him the money and let it go and let the fear go immediately. There was no...
triggered more than she did.
You absolutely bet I did. That's my baby.
Yeah, but how bizarre, right? Because if you tell her the story, well, people get robbed all the time, she could say, ah, it might be true because I got robbed now once, right? But you know what? It didn't happen that much. I gave him the money, he left. Okay, I'm kind of like angry about $200, but that's about it. But we could start off that what could happen because the guy had a knife and all, then we're there already. Well, did it happen? No, it didn't.
And you know, Mark, how triggered I was.
Yep.
Because I'm her mom.
Yeah.
And the biggest trigger that Mark identified is because she stayed so calm, which was absolutely beautiful, because she wasn't even bothered by it at nearly as much as I. And then when we shifted that, I totally let it go. And so we want to strengthen that for everybody, that if something happens that's maybe not what you would like for yourself, your children, your loved ones, we want to strengthen that just to be able to recognize that that situation is not necessarily negative or positive, but we could actually move out of it very quickly and let it go. I mean, when I look at it now, I think, wow, what a beautiful thing that she was able to stay so neutral in the situation. We're in the last 2 minutes of the show, so I just want to see, Phil, if you have anything to say at the end here that you would like to finish off with here with all of the people.
Sure, just that we learn to like be honest with ourselves and not judge things in terms of good and bad so much, then we can really make a lot of progress. When we're stuck in our self-judgment, that's where we stay blocked.
Thank you. And thank you, Mark. Thank you to everyone listening in now or later. And this is Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny. It has been a very special morning for me here to be able to bring these two wonderful people that I have so much love and respect for, and to have them on the show together like this is really, really cool. I'm still traveling, so I just wanted to say, if anyone's been trying to reach me and it's a little bit more difficult than usual, I will be back into BC where I live in the next 10 days or so. And in the meantime, next week I have the wonderful Leroy Maloof will be on my radio show, and he will be hosting it for me. So that will be awesome too. So this is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny. Have a fabulous day and a fabulous evening. We'll see you next Wednesday, and make some more shift happen then. Bye for now.
You've been listening to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen. Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.
Are you tired of being tired? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the adrenal glands, the workhorse of the body? They are the means by which you position yourself in life for whatever comes your way. Tiny but mighty, producing hormones the body uses to promote energy and vitality. These adrenals determine how you respond to stress, and when depleted, the body loses its ability to function powerfully when we need it most. The much-needed adrenaline or epinephrine is not available for emergency situations. Cortisone and cortisol, the longer-acting anti-stress adrenal hormones, can also become depleted due to the pace of our everyday lives. We overwork and undernutrition our most powerful ally that helps us to live the lives we desire. We are able to determine the optimum function of the adrenals and put your system back in balance. Contact us today to feel powerfully energized at 888-777-4232 or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Cancer is complex. Chemotherapy is no longer just enough. You need doctors with an integrative, holistic approach supporting you. Your immune system, emotions, and healthy cells need all the help they can get through nutrition, immunotherapy, IV vitamin C, and more. At Holistic Medical Center, you find it all. Dr. Darvish, the medical director, is the only doctor in Washington formally trained in integrative cancer therapies. Visit Dr. Darvish at drdarvish.com. That's drdarvish.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
If not today, one day you will need chiropractic care. Before you choose one, get a copy of this special report, 5 Keys to Selecting the Right Chiropractor, available free, and you can read it in about 6 minutes. Get the care you need, when you need it, from the right chiropractor. Visit wellnessone.net or call toll-free 866-499-7509. Go to wellnessone.net or call 866-499-7509. 7509.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Are you tired of being bloated and nauseous? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know eating unhealthy foods eventually leads to an unhealthy digestive system? Did you know eating the most healthy, nutritious food doesn't necessarily result in a healthy body? The stomach must be healthy in order to properly digest, metabolize, and utilize even the best of nutrition. Without proper digestion from the stomach through the intestinal tract, the nutritious value is not absorbed, and the improperly digested food can be more toxic to your body than helpful. You can be doing all the right things and getting all the wrong results. In fact, other organs may also be interfering with your stomach's ability to digest. With CRA, we are able to determine the specific cause of the digestive issue and use the proper nutrition to correct the imbalance. Contact us today for your appointment at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. Or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.